sorrows of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers Around the World. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Prepare Ye.
Scripture is from Matthew 3:1-12. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, A voice of one crying out in the desert, Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all of Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Sadducees and Pharisees coming to his baptism, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance. The one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That is the dramatic opening of the 1973 musical, Godspell. We have a great amount of detail about John the Baptizer. What he wore and what he ate is the effort of Matthew to show the reader or hearer he is the new prophet Elijah, giving a new call to repentance to the Jewish community. Baptizing in the Jordan River is a reminder of the cleansing of Naaman, the Syrian general. There are loud crowds making journeys into the wilderness to hear this fiery preacher. So the religious leaders of the day were forced to find out what John was saying. In my imagination, they were muttering to one another, or maybe even challenging John. He called them out and accused them of being snakes. Snakes! That was a painful reference to the temptation in the Garden of Eden. Then he follows up with the clear and simple statement that our deeds, much more than our words, are the key to repentance. Then we hear a key message. I baptize you with water, but one is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Why have we emphasized the washing away of sins instead of the reality that where the Spirit is, sin ain't? We need to also think about clearing the chaff and burning it in the unquenchable fire. This is not a reference to hell. The burning chaff is God's unlimited love and power to burn away greed, hatred, prejudice, indifference, unwillingness to forgive. The list goes on and on. It's called sin. You and I have the Holy Spirit. We can also have the fire that is real evangelization. Not a course to take, not an overt attempt to convert. We need to look to John the Baptist as the one who had the courage to prepare for the coming of the one who is greater than I. Our individual ego makes that tough. We also need to make the path straight to welcome our brothers and sisters by not building roadblocks digging potholes, throwing curves in their way. Our love should not have prerequisites. Isn't that a tough challenge? Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Oh.